Gary Cooper is Distinguished Professor of Organisational Psychology and Health at Lancaster University Management School and co-founder of business consultancy Robertson Cooper Limited. Professor Cooper is recognised as a world-leading expert on stress and stress management issues. He begins by explaining how big an issue work-related stress is in the UK at the moment.
Well, work-related stress is a very big issue. Over the last decade, we have found stress to replace musculoskeletal diseases like backache and so on as the leading cause of sickness absent. Only today, there's a survey out which shows that 1 in 5 people in the UK think they're going to be made redundant this year. In other words, there's a lot of job insecurity around. So it's become a very big issue because we are intrinsically more insecure. Jobs are no longer for life. We have a very long working hours culture. We have the longest working hours of any country in Europe, although we don't have as many as some of the emerging market countries like the BRIC countries. But nevertheless, we have extremely long working hours. So we also have the issues of being a two-earner family now, basically. 2 out of 3 families are working families. So if they are working and they're working long hours, that's having an impact on their relationship with their children. So that is why we also have the issue of work-life balance coming up on most employee surveys as a real problematic issue, particularly in a long hours culture.
Professor Cooper, what are some of the key signs of stress that managers can be on the lookout for within their team?
Stress comes in 3 different forms. The first form is, and I think we have to understand the difference here between pressure and stress. Pressure is stimulating and motivating, and there's nothing wrong with it. But when pressure exceeds your ability to cope, then you're in the stress arena. Now, as you get close to that dividing line between the pressure zone and the stress zone, you'll start to see changes in behavior. So behavioral changes are the first sign. That means when you've normally been a fairly humorous person, very relaxed, you're losing your sense of humor. When you've usually been very sociable, go out with people for lunch, be very sociable in meetings, you're much more withdrawn. So basically, change of behavior is the first sign that you are shifting from the pressure zone into the stress zone. When you're in the stress zone, then you're going to get physiological reactions. We each react differently to stress. Some of us have palpitations, some have headaches, some start smoking or drinking more. We have different bodily reactions to stress. So if you start to see these in you, you're having more flatulence, you're getting more colds and flus. In other words, you're much more, your immune system is less robust and you're much more vulnerable. When you're having difficulty sleeping at night, all of those kinds of behaviors, you're drinking more, you're smoking more, you're eating the wrong foods, you're not taking exercise. These are all signs that you're entering the stress zone. And then the next phase after that is if you don't deal with a chronic problem, so you have a bullying boss, you have a blocked career, you have a long hours culture, whatever it is that's more chronic rather than short term, if you don't deal with those kinds of issues, then you may end up with some form of stress-related illness. And that will depend on your bodily predisposition. So if you're more vulnerable to cardiovascular, genetically or in other ways, more vulnerable to cardiovascular disease, then stress could be a trigger mechanism. Stress doesn't cause all these major illnesses, but it is a substantial risk factor in them.
And if you could speak directly to managers who want to help people in their team who might be feeling the effects of stress, what would you advise them to do?
For managers, I think it's really important to be socially sensitive, to be aware of the people in your team, of the change of behavior. If you see their behavior begins to change, they're usually very cooperative and now they become more combative, more aggressive, they're losing their sense of humor, they're ill more often than they normally would be. They seem more socially withdrawn than they normally would be. When you see all those kind of symptoms, I think really you should take your team and your subordinate aside in a non-threatening way and just talk to them. you know, find out what's going on. I think the important thing is to find out what is underpinning it. It could be something in the home environment. It could be that they have a child who's very ill. It could be that they're not getting on with one of their colleagues. It could be something to do with what you are doing to them in terms of the way in which you are managing them. The important thing is to get them to talk about it. And then when they are able to talk about it, you then can take action. So if they may have a personal, really substantial financial or personal problem. Well, many companies now have EAPs, employee assistance programs, and you can say to your subordinate, please go see them. They'll help you with this financial or personal or psychological problem. So it is important to unpack their change of behavior, to find out what's going wrong, and then you can think about where they can go get help, because it's unlikely to be you who's going to have the time, the resources, or the skills to help them. So you may have to send them elsewhere for support and help.
And what if the manager or boss is the person that's actually causing the stress in the first place, perhaps through a workaholic team environment? What would be your advice in that particular situation?
If the boss is causing a problem, many organizations now are doing stressor well-being audits of their organizations, and that can be identified. You know, what happens is people fill in these instruments, these psychometric tools, and then you can break it down by different departments. You can find out where they say, okay, for example, a bullying management style in a particular part of the business, and that's for senior management to really identify and then provide the person with training or feedback on the nature of their behavior. However, if you are experiencing, for example, a boss who is not managing by praise and reward, but fault finding or bullying or creating a long working hours culture, you have to ask yourself the following question. Is this person amenable to me giving them feedback? If they are, if you think they're people who would appreciate that feedback in a non-threatening way, in a constructive way, then that's what you can do, because they may be unaware. Bosses now are under more pressure to deliver to the bottom line than ever before in their history. If that's the case, then these bosses probably are unaware of their behavior that's pushing them and driving their subordinates too far. So if you can find a time at which the boss is not under stress, where it's much more informal and you can sit down and talk to them and give him feedback, that's fine. There may be some bosses who you will not be able to change and, in fact, will resent you giving them this feedback and may create a worse relationship between you and him or her. Under those circumstances, I think what you have to do is you have to ask yourself the question, is this the right place for me to be working, frankly? Is there another part of the business I could be in? Should I try to get a job in another part of the business or even outside the organization? Because if you think your line manager is incapable of changing and they're creating a very unpleasant and poor morale environment, then the option you have open to you is to try to find another job. Stay in that job, but maybe look elsewhere, either within the company or outside.
And thinking about stress at the individual level, what would be your three top tips to help people cope better with stress themselves?
I think if an individual is suffering from stress, you know, it's just temporary stress. It's, you know, you have a project on and everything else. Then there are certain things you can do. If it's more chronic, there are different things you can do. Let's take a look at if it's just an acute. You have a project on, you're under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress to deliver, but there's an end point. It's in 3 months that will end. So in the meantime, take plenty of exercise. Make sure you don't work long hours, because you will not be resilient the following day if you do. So make sure that you spend 2 or 3 days a week where you have an exit time, a reasonable exit time from work, like 5 o'clock, and book something in. Book going out with your wife for a meal, go to a gym, go to a football match, go to whatever you want to go to, a theater, a film. Spend some time with yourself. I think the important thing is in acute situations where you have a lot of pressure, but it's only for a short period of time, you really do need to exercise. You do need to get away from the work environment and do something and be active. And you do need to connect with people that matter so it can take your mind off it. Your friends, your spouse or partner, your kids, you need to do that. If the problem is a chronic problem, like, for example, a bullying boss or something like that, something that's more chronic. You have a, you know, blocked career. You're a woman and there's a glass ceiling in the business you're in. Then you have to do what you have to do, in my view, is number one, identify the nature of the block, the real problem. What is it? Do this with a friend, somebody you can trust, who you can talk to. Then think of number two, then think of the options open for you to deal with that. What are the various options I have? I have a bullying boss. I can confront the bullying boss. That is, I can give him feedback. I can avoid him as much as I can. Third, I can get another job. You have options in life. Then the third thing you have to do is pick the option with the most benefits and the least costs. Do this with a friend, somebody who can help you look at the options you have open to you, rather than you taking this all on your own shoulders. And that's the way to deal with a kind of chronic issue.
For more information on how you can recognize and tackle work-related stress, why not look at the stress management section of your toolkit?